Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Work Trends with Megan and Biro. Whether you're here to network, learn, or share, we want you to have fun. During this live broadcast and Twitter chat, we'll discuss the future of work with smart and entertaining guests who value today's business and its impact on the world of work for the future. Stay tuned, because we start in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, hey, hey. Good afternoon, everybody. It's actually good morning here from San Francisco. I happen to be at the HR Tech World Conference today, and I've got an amazing, amazing view of the bridge and having a grand old time. Thank you for being here. I want to give a shout out to my sponsors and friends and everybody who makes this possible to continue the conversation here every week. Today's show is a perennial favorite here at Talent Culture. Anytime we have guests who can actually talk about sourcing, recruiting, and hiring, we know we're going to make a lot of Talent Culture community members happy, right? That's where I started off in my career, and I think recruiting is so cool. There's so many neat technologies that are unfolding. So get ready to be delighted, everybody. Welcome. I'm going to dig into some research today with my special guests. And to give you a little backdrop, in April of 2017, there was a research study of multiple global markets, including the U.S., commissioned by SAP, the customer strategy consulting company. Wide Open discovered and uncovered some interesting facts about pain points small to medium-sized companies are experiencing with the recruiting effort. So on today's show, we're going to kind of bring in some of this research to light and have our special guests, Guillaume V and Jeff Rosenberg, help us better understand what's happening in the world of recruiting for small to medium-sized companies. So for introductions, our first guest is Guillaume V. And yes, I'm just saying V because I will botch his last name. Wait till you get a hold of his lovely French accent. It is beautiful. He is the go-to-market lead for Work Connect by SAP, a new online recruiting solution for small and medium-sized businesses. Prior to SAP, Guillaume won a Master Recruiter Award at his previous company, Infosys. He understands the difficulty that recruiters face, and I know as I've had conversations with him previously, he is really a passionate guy, and he's embarked on a mission to calm the recruitment chaos with Work Connect. We'll see how this goes, right? We wish him well. Anybody's been in the room, we're like, we hope that he's doing a lot of yoga or something on his side, right? Our second guest is Jeff Rosenberg. He's the co-founder and partner at Wide Open. They're a customer strategy consultancy. They help clients put their customers at the center of everything they do. They produce really cool insights, perspectives, and plans that help clients understand their market and activate for growth. So welcome, G and J. We're delighted to have you here. What's happening? Why don't we start with Guillaume and move over to Jeff? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Thank you, Megan, and good morning, everyone, or good afternoon. So my name is Guillaume Vintier. So I'm originally from France, and I've spent the last 13 years in consulting, actually. And when I was in consulting, recruitment was actually a clear focus for me because as you grow a consulting business, you need to recruit top talent. So you said before that I won an award for it, and I was actually organizing the campus recruitment process for Infosys Consulting in the U.S. And I had first-hand experience with recruitment. So I'm currently based out of New York, and I'm leading the go-to-market effort for SAP for Work Connect by SAP.
Cool. Where do you live in New York?
I live in Midtown, so I'm actually right in Manhattan, and I'm actually sitting right in the SAP office just on the Hudson River, basically.
Wonderful. What's happening, Jeff? Tell us a little bit about yourself. I think what you do is so cool. I was, like, so geeked when I got that research from you. Tell us a little bit more about you, where you're from, what you're up to.
Sure. Thanks, Megan. Really excited to be here. My name is
Jeff Rosenberg, and I'm a partner at Wide Open, a customer strategy consultancy. And I live in Atlanta, and my background is in insights and strategy, both on client side. So I did some work for Merrill Lynch. I worked at Delta Airlines, and then also for an interactive agency and another small consultancy. And, you know, I've always been interested in helping companies and organizations understand their target markets and ultimately find their focus. And target market doesn't just mean customers. It could be anyone. It could be prospective employees, for instance. And so the work we do at Wide Open is around those two categories of helping companies understand their target audiences. That takes the form of research and analysis. And then also around helping companies activate on that understanding, which takes the form of strategy and execution. So really excited to be here.
Is the trick part of this execution? Just saying. I mean, it's like
always.
As somebody who's like, you know, doing a lot of work around innovation and technology, sometimes half the battle is just getting people to actually walk towards doing a behavior that you might be recommending. That to me is sort of like that pain point still. Ooh, like I feel it. You know, when you feel that little that gut instinct of like it's not happening yet. Are you experiencing that too? I mean, you know, you're kind of at the cutting edge of like taking really rich data and saying, hey, we're going to actually point you in a direction. Tell us just a little about that process. Really cool.
Sure. And you put your finger on it. What most people are really good at is the stuff in the middle, which is coming up with ideas. But oftentimes those ideas don't emanate from true market data. They may be good ideas in theory, but maybe not for the audiences you're targeting. And then on the other side of that is taking those ideas into action and rallying the organization behind it and making sure those ideas are strategically aligned. That's where things become really difficult. And that's where companies find programs proliferating or products proliferating. That's how you get from one iPhone to eight iPhones. And so that's really a struggle, moving, you know, having the right idea that's aligned with the market and then executing upon that.
Okay, Guillaume, let's kick it off with this question. What are the critical needs that should be addressed when companies are considering their options for a recruiting and hiring system? Because we got a lot of them.
Yeah, so I think I will advise people who are in the market for a new recruitment or hiring system to actually look at five dimensions. So the first one will be the reach in terms of candidate and job board. The second will be the efficiency and productivity improvement that the solution can bring to you as a recruiter. The third one will be the collaboration aspect, because recruitment is not something you do on your own. You always involve other people from your business. Fourth one will be something which is not always obvious, but are you going to improve the candidate experience by having this new solution? Because obviously the candidate experience is critical to your recruitment effort and then price. So for reach, I think that what recruiters need to look at is the recruitment solution going to help them post jobs on multiple job boards? So I think it's important that they do understand that it's not just the sheer volume of job boards that a solution integrates with, which is important, but really to have the most qualitative job boards, because most of the job boards actually do not have the same type of audience, correct? And some have a very small audience, etc. So you need to look at the quality aspect of the job board and making sure that the solution is actually integrated with the job boards relevant to your industry. So I know for a fact that WorkConnect, for instance, is a solution that will cover half of the workforce in any given country where we are actually selling the tool, and we make sure that we cover millions of people each time someone is actually posting a job. From an efficiency and productive perspective, I think it's about you as a recruiter. Do you think that this tool is going to help you do your tool faster? And I will suggest that if you are in small to medium businesses, if you need a training to use the tool, then it's probably not a right fit for you. You need to focus on something which is simple to use, where the onboarding is super simple, and you can start recruiting straight away. Again, that's something that we have tried to do with WorkConnect, so you can actually start recruiting just after registering online. And so far, none of our, recruiters required any training because it's as simple. The third aspect...
We like simple. And you know what else I like, and I'm going to give you a little shout-out, is that you brought up candidate experience. And as many of you know out there in my audience, that I'm a volunteer on the talent board. And so I spend my time geeking out on helping move the conversation forward about how important candidate experience is to job seekers and brands alike. So I'm impressed that you've actually – I'm impressed with a couple of things. You've done your homework, and I think you also have your pulse on what's happening in the marketplace, meaning we're really getting highly focused on the audience and targeting that. I know, I want to move it over to Jeff. Your research firm conducted some cool research, as I brought up earlier. What was discovered in regards to what these tools for small to medium-sized businesses want in their recruiting? Like, what do they want? What's different about small and medium-sized businesses?
Yeah, so in terms of what they want, you know, around, say, greater efficiency is, you know, first we have to kind of understand, a lot of us already know this, but we have to understand that what they're using today is largely manual for small and mid-sized organizations. And this has also been borne out in other qualitative, in-depth one-on-one interviews that we've conducted in the past. So these people are likely printing out resumes, physically sorting resumes, and using Microsoft Excel to track applicants. And this is likely being repeated by each person involved in the hiring process, meaning the hiring manager, someone in HR, someone in admin. And so, I mean, they're getting the work done, but it's very manual, very paper-based. And in a candidate's market where finding the right candidate is more and more difficult, anything that can be done to shave off administration time, getting posts out faster, pulling in applicants faster, and
right.
streamlining interviewing and evaluation, that can give companies an edge. So what the research indicated related to efficiency is, and this is, each of these were indicated by at least 80% of all respondents in all markets, were the following, among others. Easier to manage job posts, better applicant tracking mm-hmm. software, more accessible database of previous job descriptions, more automation, less paper, and easier to collaborate with peers during candidate evaluation. So they're clearly creating a better way, an easier way to facilitate the process of reaching out to the market and collaborating with colleagues and managing the entire process. So there's a whole range of things respondents indicated they're looking for to enable a quote unquote better way to manage recruitment efforts along the life cycle.
I hear you. I mean, I think we're still at sort of the beginning stages of that. I'm curious to hear what your research is going to prove out 6 to 12 to 18 months from now. Because I think people, and that's all of us, I still think there's a massive digital transformation happening, right? People know that there's pain. We feel it, right? And then when we feel pain, we don't want to deal with spreadsheets, right? We don't want to, because I know as a former recruiter what it's like to have a pile of 75 resumes. And all we really want to do is make a connection with somebody and you know, make that connection between the brand and all that fun stuff. So we got a while to go, but I love what you're doing. I think, you know, it's important. Efficiency, people are just tired of the headaches, you know?
Yeah.
So, Guillaume, yeah. I want to move it over to you for a minute. What have you found to be the biggest challenges small to medium-sized companies face with their recruiting efforts? And, Jeff, after that, I'd love to hear what the research revealed about this.
Yes, so I will speak mostly from my experience with my clients, correct, who are currently recruiters. So from a small to medium perspective, I will summarize it in 3 points, correct? So the first one will be the lack of brand as an employer. So they actually struggle to get their name out with job seekers, and most of the job seekers or candidates do not know of them. And when they are researching them online, it's very difficult for them to actually understand what will be the working environment of these small to medium businesses when they are looking on Glassdoor or I will say on their company website. Very few of those actually focus on the experience as an employee to actually build their brand as an employer. So I think that's really a big pain point for them. Second is the reach about the candidates, correct? Typically, small, medium businesses do not have the tool to actually reach enough people, or they do not have a large network to have a lot of referrals. So really being able to automate, I will say, the reach of candidates and tapping into large pool of candidates is typically a big pain point for them. And the last one, which is fairly basic, but it's always the same, is the job description. So no matter what you do as a recruiter, if your job description doesn't stand out, then you will not be successful in recruitment. And I do see too many job descriptions only focusing on the skill or on the position to fill, but they do not necessarily spend enough time to actually describe the purpose of the company, what is the promise of the
right.
job, what will be the
totally.
Working environment. And that's typically very damaging to
right?
them. So that's typically...
What about video? Jan, what about video? You know what I mean? Like, where does that all fit in?
So we do not see SMBs using videos or other, I will say, social networks enough to actually promote themselves as a brand to job seekers and candidates. Right now, a lot of them focus too much mm-hmm. on really finding skill set to fill a position. And then somewhat they expect that, you know, thousands of people or hundreds of people will apply to jobs, but they do not try to seduce enough, I would say, candidates prior to engaging with them. So I think that's really a big pain point for them.
Jack, what say you about the research?
Speaking from a research perspective, we asked recruiters about challenges and opportunities across the hiring lifecycle. And just as a reminder, these are all small and mid-sized businesses under 500 employees in the U.S., U.K., and France. So we asked them about the entire hiring lifecycle, from trigger to job descriptions to posting to applicant intake to collaboration with colleagues on candidate evaluation. And they indicated the following six top challenges across that lifecycle. So the top one was finding qualified applicants. That's really a pain point we're seeing in every market, in every industry, both in this research assignment plus previous research. So that's the top one. Second is maintaining a pool of pre-qualified candidates, so people that you can go to when you have a short hiring time frame, people that maybe you spoke with in the past, but they weren't right for the job at the time or they weren't available. Third is identifying and filtering candidates with the required skill set, meaning sorting through the potential hundreds of responses to a given post. Fourth is lead time to hire staff or fill vacancies, which refers to the amount of time recruiters are given to find a candidate. And then fifth is selecting and categorizing suitable candidates from applicant pools or databases, which is closely linked to the identifying and filtering candidates point, but simply the next step in that process. And the sixth one is managing multiple job postings on multiple job boards for a single job opening, which is a lot of administrative effort and tracking. So it's really all about access to candidates, managing access to multiple candidate pools, meaning job boards, and selecting among potentially a high volume of responses.
So that all makes sense, by the way. Thank you for sharing that, because, I mean, you know, it's all about really understanding what the recruiters want, you know, and really being able to better match that up with, if you're going to introduce a product, just do it well. And you guys clearly are asking great questions. Yum, what are some of the unique sourcing, recruiting, and hiring challenges small to medium-sized organizations face versus, say, larger enterprises? And how can these organizations compete with larger companies who clearly they've got budget, right? They've got deeper pockets, they've got staff, yada, yada.
So, yes, that's true. So, you know, I'm lucky enough or fortunate enough that I'm working for one of these larger enterprises, and I've done so for the last 15 years. So I kind of know the type of recruitment means or effort that we put in place to go to market. But funny enough, when I was recruiting for Infosys, so Infosys is a 200,000 people company, correct? So it's a very large enterprise. So we were competing for tech talent, but not necessarily with large enterprise, also with startups. And we found out that startups, which were much smaller and had, I will say, sometimes as much budget as we did, but budget is not necessarily the biggest hurdle, I will say, to hire people. Obviously, you know, large enterprise will have dedicated teams in talent acquisition who are specialized in finding the right candidates, etc. They will have tools to put in place a better candidate experience and a better marketing. But I do think that for SMBs, they also have ways to actually compete with those. And it looks also that from a candidate perspective, you see more and more, I will say, entry-level candidates who are seeking to work for startups or small to medium enterprise for different reasons. And I think that when small to medium enterprise focus on explaining what will be the working environment and try to oppose it to larger enterprise, that typically it's less bureaucratic, it's also less distributed, so that means that candidates can actually have a personal impact on the company, they tend to be more successful. Smaller enterprise can also easily, I would say, put in place perks and benefits that larger enterprise can't. Working from home, for instance, having better paternity or maternity leave, all of that will make a lot of, I will say, difference when you speak to a candidate. Like if you don't have your perks and benefits, or if you do have them, you should actually advertise them because that could make a larger difference with candidates. Then I think it's also about what an individual will learn from this experience with a small to medium company, correct? So these SMBs tend to grow much faster than larger ones. So that means that as an employee, if I'm successful there, I might be able to have larger responsibility early on in my career. That's something that most SMBs do not advertise enough, but I do think that will make a difference in the market. Obviously, you know, one of the advice will be, again, the job description. I spoke to it about it, correct, about it earlier today. So the job description is really your first impression to a candidate. Same, likewise, for a candidate, we always focus about the resume or the CV, that it's actually the first impression that you make with a recruiter. For the recruiter, it's the job description. And again, they typically do not focus enough on the work culture, the working environment, the perks and benefits. Here, clearly, they could make a huge difference. And the last thing I think where they could make a difference will be the e-reputation. So in a lot of these SMBs, people are very happy to work for them, but unfortunately, it's really word of mouth, correct? So there is not a lot of public testimony about the working culture, about how employees are happy to work there. So I think that as a talent manager or someone involved in recruitment at a small to medium firm, so you might want to actually invest time in e-reputation, trying to get a profile on Glassdoor, making sure that you participate in the surveys on best company to work for, etc., so that you can actually increase your brand as an employer and not just as a company providing products or services. So I think if you do these five things, so highlighting your working environment, the perks and benefits, focus on growth and job description, while maintaining a good e-reputation, you should be successful and able to compete with this larger enterprise.
Well, and as we continue this conversation into the future, you know, there's also this idea that you have to be an employer, you have to exist, you have to have a voice as a brand. And the more that brands are empowering their employees to actually have a voice and move beyond that job description is going to be fabulous for brands small and medium-sized alike, right, where you're like, wow, you know, the software developer over in, you know, building G at this tech firm is like rocking it over there on Instagram because he's just excited to be there or she's excited to be there. So, I mean, there's this whole other level that I think, you know, we're going to get to probably in another episode where we talk about how to move from just a static job description to a dynamic culture that's living and breathing. It's super cool. And, I mean, these are really dynamic times. So all good stuff. So let's get back to the research.
Hey, did I get reconnected?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Hey, the joys of technology, everybody. I told you, we're at a big event, so everyone's hogging the Wi-Fi. Hey, it's good to be back. So we were talking a little bit about this whole idea between small to medium-sized companies, right? Any other closing thoughts? We're down to about 4 minutes left in this episode from your perspective, Jeff. Any major takeaways that you want the audience to know about?
Well, I think that, you know, all this kind of circles around this this environment where there's a lot of manual effort today. It's fragmented inside of organizations. There's real pressure to hire good people as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that kind of isn't happening in the most efficient way. And there's these isolated pockets of maybe there's a tool over here for job posting, maybe, but not probably.
Yeah.
There's an applicant tracking system. So the idea of kind of pulling that all together, making it more efficient, making that internal and external experience better and more fluid, I think there's a strong need for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Guillaume, you and I were talking in the green room about this before. In what ways is the HR function being compared to a marketing role? And do you believe these two can get along and they're aligned in most organizations today? I want to hear your thoughts on that.
So I think, yes, so HR is a marketing function, correct? So if you really look at it, we speak a lot about customer experience and a lot of things, but mostly we don't speak enough about the candidate experience. And someone working in talent acquisition, you are actually a brand ambassador for your company in the talent market or job seeker market. So the most successful companies in recruitment work together, I will say, HR plus marketing to actually create a brand as an employer for job seekers. So that's a best practice. At SAP, we actually do it. You know, in the SAP office where I actually work yesterday, and I think today again, we have actually the head of HR saying that he is a brand. So it's not like the marketing, the CMO,
yeah,
only saying that. We also have the head of HR saying that he is a brand, and he actually embodies a brand for candidates
right,
to actually attract the best talent. And that's important because ultimately talent makes the difference. To your second point, do most organizations do that or are they aligned? I do not believe so. I will say that when I typically speak to small and medium size business, they typically do not do that. So it's typically the HR function working with the hiring manager or, you know, the operations for which they recruit, but they do not spend time to market, I would say, enough themselves as an employer. Potentially also because they have too much manual work, and I think Jeff explained that through the research, correct? Most of them spend too much time doing things that could be automated. I think the proposition of Work Connect, for instance, will be to automate that so that you have time to focus on the candidate experience and potentially work also with marketing to differentiate yourself in the market.
Well, listen, we are almost out of time. I want to thank you both for being our guests today. Sorry for that little blip on our digital radar screen. Par for the course here in San Francisco, I guess. We got a lot of people online right now, but this was a very informative Work Trends, and I know that our listening audience appreciates these insights. Let's take this conversation over to Twitter and just continue to unfold. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.